Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 28. Today's topic is this: new offers, new packages, product change-up, service change-up. So let me tell you what this means. So there's human psychology and human behavior that for people like us, things get stale. Now, there's always a certain crowd that they have certain go-tos, and they're creatures of habit, and certain restaurants they'll go to, they'll only order the same thing. They only go to the movie theater same time every year, order the same. So a lot of those habitual things. But more humans, businesses, consumers alike, they like to see what's new, what's hot, what's trending, what's fresh. And far too often, as a local business owner, you kind of get set in your ways and things often will get a little stale. So I want to give you some methodologies and really simple tweaks that you can make to start to change up some of your offerings and things like that without really having to drastically change stuff. So this is very different from upsells or cross-sells. This is a lot more around branding and consumer and business perception of your offerings. So I'm going to think here for a second, and I'm going to pick a niche that I haven't talked about in a while. So let's say you've got a local veterinarian office. So whether you work there, whether you're the vet, or you've got a couple of different vets. So there's a lot of standard things. So there's the yearly checkups, the shots, God forbid you need, urgent surgeries and things like that. And chances are they also have different dog foods and food and different things like that. So the medical space is a little bit different, but I'm still going to stick with this example to kind of play this one out. The medical space is different in the sense of you don't always necessarily need new offerings because people get they really get invested in the personality. So the veterinarian, the doctor, the nurse, the PA in a veterinarian type atmosphere or a doctor's office. But with that said, there's always a lot of people that they want to know that your office has the latest and greatest technology. They want to know that you're on the leading edge and there's new things that you're trying and things like that. So if I were a veterinarian and had a veterinarian business, to continue to keep things fresh, I would start to look at coming up with naming conventions. So maybe the annual checkup, maybe we call it the year of cats. I don't even know what I know China has different years of animals and things like that. So, and maybe you're calling it something fun and interesting, and then there's a little bit of a play on something that kind of goes along with the cat thing. And that's kind of a wild example, not the best example, but I'd want to look at renaming that annual checkup to something different. Because in the consumer's eyes, it's different. It's new. Even a little exciting, for example. I might want to change some things up and test the waters with a completely new product line to say, we're testing this out and we would love to show it off to you, for example. I might want to roll out a little partnership that doesn't cost anything with a local charity other than doing some sponsorships. So I want to find ways for your local business to just change things up a little bit. If you're a laundromat, for example, and someone's coming in, they're doing your laundry. And so, well, how could you change that up? What if you were to, and these aren't just product extensions. This is more of, again, the branding play. Maybe you now have something as simple as every day of the week has a theme, and you've got some fun signs that you put out there that don't really cost anything, but Wash Wednesday, and I don't know, there's certain music that's playing. Just different ways to take some of these things from just being stale to just being a little bit different. If you're a business coach or a consultant or an accountant, something where you're servicing B2B in more of a coaching service capacity, instead of offering consults, maybe you call them profit assessments. I have something that we call an enrollment acceleration session. And it's just to change things up a little bit, separate yourself from the pack. So that's part of what we're doing here. But it's more so, I just read lots of surveys and feedback and things like that. And one of the words that often comes up is, in more ways than a not, it is stale. So you've got to start thinking about renaming things, rolling something a little bit different out, offering programs, bundling things. It just, again, starts to just change things up a little bit. And the perfect example is the food space. Most of the stuff that you're buying is literally just been repackaged or renamed. It's not necessarily new and re-engineered. It's a marketing play where they're playing on the emotions and your logic a little bit, where you're seeing a bag of chips and maybe it's new and improved is slapped on the label. And it really isn't new and improved other than the label has changed. Or they're renaming something and it's a new formulation. The packaging is different. It's just changing stuff up ever so slightly. Now, I'm not saying throw your entire business out the door, but what I'm saying is that you've got to distance yourself a little bit from the day-to-day because you get so ingrained and you're just the same thing, the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. Now, it doesn't mean your day is exactly the same, but you get into that habit of, so you're a local business providing oil changes. Rename it. Maybe it's the oil change car service and you're just offering a little extra bundle thing there to make it just a little bit different. Or even literally just as simple as renaming and just branding something a little bit differently. Just trying some different things out. And especially as the new year is closing in upon us, take a look at the names that you've got of things. Take a look at the programs that you have. What else can you do to just pivot a little bit? Change it up a little bit. Get a restaurant, try something different. Try to have themes during the week. Or maybe you've got, I don't know, Wing Wednesday, for example. If you supply wings, then you're going to have a new flavor every single Wing Wednesday. It's not going to cost you anything different. You're getting people in to try it, and it's just that freshness. You're going to attract people on a more regular basis that might not have came as frequently because they want to see what's new and exciting and fresh. I mean, marketing people, for example, there's so many tactics that work extremely well from a marketing standpoint, but we always want to know what's the latest and greatest thing because that's just how our brains are wired. And consumers and businesses alike, they want to know that they're getting the latest and greatest stuff. And you can do that by not having to necessarily have the latest and greatest stuff, but at least changing the perception. And you do that by a little bit of different branding, product placement, and things like that. Hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, ideas, please feel free to leave them in the box here. You can also visit marketingaboveall.com. I'm off for today. I'll look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. See ya.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, Don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.